is Decoding the Crime Verse.
911, what's your emergency?
Hello, and welcome back to Decoding the Crime Verse. My name is Danny, and I'm joined with
Glory.
That's correct. And today we have a disappearance, one from 1946. And these ones are always quite tricky because, I mean, from the 40s, there's not much evidence. And sometimes it leaves room for some gray area and some skepticism. And so we are looking at the disappearance of Paula Jean Weldon. So on December 1st, 1946, Paula Jean Weldon went for a hike. Now, that's the first problem with this statement. Why is she going on a hike? It's not for me. I don't do outdoors at all. Actually, no, wait. I wanted to go on a hike the other day and you didn't want to go with me.
Yeah, because who wants to go on a hike?
You see, we're in the same boat, but it would have been nice. No, it really wouldn't have. I don't even know why. Nope. I'm trying to convince myself. So she went for a hike in the woods in Vermont, and she was never seen again. So what happened to her remains a mystery, and her disappearance has left her family and the community in shock for over 70 years. So 70 years later, in 2024, we do not know what has happened to Miss Paula Jean. So Paula Jean was born on November 17th, 1928 in Stamford, Connecticut. She was a bright and ambitious young woman who had just completed her first semester at Bennington College in Vermont. On December 1st, 1946. Oh wait, it's actually close to her. Whatchamacallit? What's it? The anniversary of her disappearance. That's what I was coming for. So on December 1st, 1946, she told her roommate that she wanted to go for a hike in the nearby Green Mountains. Her roommate suggested to wait until the next day as it was getting late, but Paula was eager to get some fresh air and exercise. She left her dorm in the early morning wearing a red coat, blue jeans, and sneakers, and was last seen walking through the long trail towards Glastonbury Mountain, I think that's how you say it. She was reported missing by her roommate the following day when she failed to return from her hike. The college and local authorities began a search for her, but the rough terrain and wintry weather made it difficult. Despite the efforts of hundreds of searchers, no trace of Paula was ever found. Several witnesses came forward claiming to have seen her on the day of the disappearance. One man reported seeing her walking along the long trail, while two women claimed they saw her hitchhiking near the trailhead. However, these accounts have both been substantiated and their credibility has been called into question, which means it's kind of like, is it true? Did you really see her, or did you come for your 5 seconds of fame, your glory? So the search for Paula continued for weeks, with the FBI and the Army Air Corps joining in the investigation. They conducted extensive ground searches and aerial surveillance, but no evidence of her whereabouts was found. The case attracted national attention and even inspired a young writer named J.D. Salinger, I think, to pen a short story loosely based on her disappearance. In the early days of the investigations, search parties combed the area surrounding the Long Trail and Glastonbury Mountain. They found no sign of her, but they did uncover a shelter she had built out of twigs and branches. So maybe she got lost, or it got too cold at night and she couldn't make her way. And I mean, in the 40s, it's not like she had an iPhone in her pocket to call for help. It appeared she had been planning to spend the night in the woods, suggesting she may have lost her way or being unable to return to the campus before dark. Firstly, why is she alone? Why are you going to the woods alone? That's my first question.
It's part of being adventurous.
You'd go there by yourself.
I'm not going to the woods. So
exactly.
If I had interest in going to the woods, I would go by myself.
By yourself.
Excuse the pun.
And then what happens when you get eaten by a lion?
What are the chances?
She's walking in the woods. Okay, maybe it's a proper hiking trail. I don't know. I could be talking such nonsense, and I probably am talking such nonsense because I don't live in Vermont and I don't know this stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, don't go by yourself. No, but also, like, when you're hiking, there is a huge risk you could fall, especially with rocky terrain and stuff. What if you slip and you fall and you hurt yourself? Like, and you've got nobody there to help you? or you do get lost. It's better to be lost with somebody than lost by yourself.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
But I'd assume, because obviously if you're going to go hiking, you're going to have gear with you. And I don't know if it's just...
She said she was going just for... But I... Yeah.
You know, there's those... That stuff, I don't know what they call it, but you light it up and it shoots to the sky. That flare, yes. I forgot.
I don't think you just carry flares around with you.
Well, if you get lost in the middle of nowhere, surely you should think about that.
Yeah, but if you don't have one on you, then what? Yeah, exactly.
Then you start to live in the woods.
As the search continued, several false leads emerged, including sightings of Paula in New York City and Canada. These reports were investigated but dismissed as unfounded. Despite numerous tips and leads, none of them led to Paula's whereabouts. Paula's disappearance inspired one of the largest search and rescue operations in Vermont's history. The search involved thousands of volunteers, including Bennington College students, local residents, and members of the National Guard. The search continued for weeks, but it was eventually scaled back due to the lack of new leads. Now, somebody does not just disappear off the face of the planet. So, what happened to her? So, we have some theories and some speculation. So, the first theory is the runaway theory. Okay, one theory is that Paula ran away from college and started a new life elsewhere. However, there's no evidence to support this theory, and her family and friends have always maintained that she was happy and had no reason to leave. Well, it's a lot easier to run away in the 40s than it is to run away today with cameras and fingerprints and AI. It's much easier to run away in the 40s when there was none of that.
Yeah.
So she could have run away and started a new life. The next theory was foul play. So another theory is that Paula was a victim of foul play. Some believe she was abducted and murdered by a stranger or someone she knew. Others speculate that she was a victim of a serial killer operating in the area at the time. However, again, there is no evidence to support this theory. The next was wilderness accidents theory. So it is possible that Paula got lost or injured in the woods and died of exposure, starvation, or dehydration. However, this theory seems unlikely given Paula's experience as a camp and a hiker, as well as the extensive search. I agree with this. If she had just died, they would have found a body. If you had thousands of people, unless a bear ate her. Is it bears in Vermont? Maybe it's bears.
Well, I don't even know where Vermont is.
In America.
What?
Should have asked this at the beginning of the story. Anyway, the last one, which is very, very far-fetched. Try guess what this last theory is.
Wow.
Take a guess. What's the most wild thing that you know would not be accurate?
She committed suicide?
No. Alien abduction.
Oh.
Definitely. Some have suggested that Paula was abducted by aliens. However, this theory has no credibility. Of course it has no credibility. Aliens don't exist. So despite decades of investigation and speculation, the case remains unsolved. And her disappearance is a haunting mystery that has captivated and perplexed generations of amateur sleuths for the time, these 70 years. So now, what was the aftermath? So the effects on her family, the disappearance of Paula Jean left a permanent scar on her family. The family was devastated by the sudden disappearance. They had lost all hope in finding her alive, but they held on to hope that someday they would find her remains. The family searched for years, but all their efforts were in vain. Her parents died without ever knowing what happened to their daughter, and her siblings struggled to cope with the loss and the uncertainty surrounding her disappearance. Yeah, I think that it is hard because you don't know. It's like you have this beckoning question on your life every single day of your life. What happened to my sister? Like, that would drive me nuts. Like, it would drive me nuts. Effects on the community. The disappearance of Paula Jean had a profound effect on the community as local authorities conducted, obviously, this extensive search, but were unable to trace her. The incident sparked fear and panic among the residents of nearby towns, and people started to avoid the hiking in the mountains, and the tourism industry actually suffered a severe blow. Yeah. The disappearance also brought about a change in the way missing persons cases were handled. It drew attention to the need for more effective and efficient search and rescue operations, and police were implemented to improve the handling of these cases. It also had policy changes as a result of her disappearance. It led to significant legal charges and policy reforms. It led to the implementation and new policies of handling Miss Persons' case, like I said. And the case also led to the establishment of the Vermont Missing Persons Clearing House. The case also prompted the implementation of stricter regulations for hiking and camping in the mountains so that it would be safer. And also they introduced signposts and markers to help prevent hikers from getting lost or injured.
So, obviously, the story is she got lost hiking.
The official story, yes.
The official story. So that means they wouldn't have searched people's houses or anything like that.
No, I think they were just searching the area. Which, if she was abducted by somebody.
Because I'm thinking, what if she was in someone's basement this whole time?
You never know. In recent years, there have been new developments in the search and the case was reopened and extensive efforts have been made to find new evidence. The authorities have also turned to modern techniques such as DNA testing to analyze old evidence. However, despite this, there has been no breakthrough in the case. The investigation currently is still ongoing and there are tips coming in all the time. But you see, that's my thing. 40 years ago, not a lot of people are still around from that time.
I bet you if someone kidnapped her, they probably were one of the people that were sending tips.
Or even people searching for her. If I kidnapped her, me, I'd be out in the search party pretending to help.
Yeah, to mislead everyone.
Mislead, yeah. So despite the renewed interest, there has been no significant discoveries around this case and the investigation remains unsolved. But many hope one day it will be solved. For me, if I have to be honest with you, obviously their alien abduction theory is absolute bonkers crazy. I do not think she just had an accident and fell. Like I said, then there would have been some evidence of her. Some.
I think a meteor hit her from the sky.
Wow, Glory, I'm not even going to answer that statement. I don't think it was likely if she just died from natural causes or the elements, because like we said, she would have been found. Okay, unless she got dragged off by a bear, she would have been, but even then, they would have found.
Yeah, but I mean, if you can identify people that have died many years ago in ice, surely.
Exactly. So I don't think so. I do not. So for me, there's only two options. One, she ran away.
Run. Ding, ding, ding.
She ran away or she was abducted. Those are my two theories. I'm leaning more towards the abduction. The reason is because she had even built a little fort thing. Little, what's it called? Shelter.
Okay.
She had built the shelter. I think she went, got late. She's a camping expert, said, you know what? I've had a rough day. Let me spend my night under the stars. She built a little shelter thing out of twigs and I could never, I'd be so scared that there were bugs. But anyway, she spent the night. And then, although there's also no signs. I suppose the shelter could also show her running away because she went for the hike, built a shelter because it got late and she couldn't keep going. And then in the morning, she finished her journey and she ran away.
Yeah.
Or she was abducted. Now, the abducted, there obviously maybe would have been more evidence because obviously there's always a struggle. But also, in a very vast woods area, you might not always find evidence of a struggle because there's broken twigs and everything everywhere.
I have another theory.
What's your theory?
Let's say maybe she was running away from someone, something.
Mm-hmm.
So she went hiking, disappeared for a while because going hiking would be a nice way to start your cover up and change her identity and had plastic surgery.
In the 40s, what plastic surgery was
there? I don't know, or something. Went to another country.
But that's what I said. If she ran away in the 40s, it is very easy to get away with that because you can just dye your hair blonde, okay, move to Spain, and no one will find you. Although, how on earth did she get on a plane? See, there's a lot of unanswered questions. Maybe she went somewhere else in the States because she could just be in her car.
Yeah, but in cases like these, do they like go and check like airplane records and stuff like that?
You see, I also don't know how many. Was it even flights or no? I don't even. Was there commercial flights in the 40s or did you have to still take a boat? That's also a question. Because there were obviously war flights when the army, they were flying. But I don't know if particularly there was flights for civilians or me. And even if they were, they probably were quite expensive back then.
Yeah.
They weren't for your everyday common college student. They were for your rich, rich. Which means if she had to go overseas, she'd have to take a boat. So if it was me, I wouldn't have done that. I would have moved somewhere in America, or I would have gone over the border into like Mexico.
Look, but if you're really trying to get away...
I suppose that's true. But again, there is no way to find you. There's no computer records. I mean, when you got on the boat, everything was freaking written in a book. It's not even like they could have searched boat manifests, because it was all written on pieces of paper. You know how long that will take to search?
Yeah.
So, for me, most likely she ran away. That's my biggest inkling towards the situation. Yeah. Yeah. For what reason, we don't know. Maybe she had a nervous breakdown at college.
Oh, wow.
You don't know. She could have been having a tough
time. Maybe she drowned herself in water.
Wow. No, if she committed suicide, though, I also think they would have found her.
Maybe, maybe not.
Hmm. The only other reason that they've never found her is because someone killed her and buried her somewhere.
Hmm.
Under a garden. Maybe planted some herbs on top. You never know.
Good fertilizer.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah. Anyway, that's enough of that. So that is the mystery of Paula Jean. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope one day we find out what happened to her. But otherwise, anything else you'd like to add?
Nothing else.
Right. We will see you same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.
All right.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.